And to talk with us more about, you know, nuclear issues worldwide, joining us from the offices of Greenpeace, we've got Robin Yetzel on the line. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Daniel. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us tonight here on the show. What is the latest news? I guess maybe we should start with the Fukushima, just because it's such a huge topic.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been close to a month since the Fukushima crisis began. So what I can provide is a summary of what's been happening since then. Just because in our media, I don't know if you noticed, but there's been little coverage since the federal election. The election began. So what's happening? Let's just start with what happened yesterday. The Japanese government finally admitted that Fukushima is at the same disaster level as Chernobyl, and actually today, authorities from the Tokyo Electric Power Company said that the situation in Japan can become worse than Chernobyl because they are not able to contain the radiation. So, it took them about 3 weeks to admit that Fukushima had reached Chernobyl level 7, as they call it. And Greenpeace, about 3 weeks ago, had commissioned a nuclear safety expert, Dr. Helmut Hirsch, to do an analysis of the nuclear crisis in Fukushima, and he found that the Fukushima disaster had released enough radioactivity to be ranked to level 7, on par with Chernobyl. And this is on a scale called the International Nuclear Event Scale. So that's why they call it level 7. And this is the scale's highest level. And that's where the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster was. So it's interesting to notice that the media didn't pick up on this for what was us an incredible announcement. Like if any of our listeners remember Chernobyl, I mean, it's hard to forget if you lived through it what kind of disaster that was. Fukushima has now been rated at the same level, and our media here in Canada missed it. Like, the international media was picking up because Greenpeace did press conferences in Japan. So they did pick up on it, but the Canadian media they didn't. So anyway, so we'll continue. And some media outside, like I said, did pick it up, and Greenpeace had radiation. They were the only organization outside of the Tokyo Electric Power Company and the Japanese government doing radiation testing around Fukushima, and they found that there are dangerously high radiation levels more than 40 kilometers away from the Fukushima reactors. So they held a press conference to inform the Japanese government that they needed to expand the evacuation zone to those towns beyond the 20-kilometer zone that were being exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. The Japanese government responded that the residents in those areas had a choice. They could leave, or if they stay, they should stay indoors as much as possible. Greenpeace said that they should at the very least evacuate pregnant women and young children. Greenpeace did a press conference around this. International news agencies picked up on these stories. Canadian media didn't. Greenpeace radiation teams were on the ground measuring radiation, this time around Fukushima City. And again, they did another press conference to announce that pregnant women and children should be evacuated from parts of Fukushima City due to dangerous radiation levels. This time, the Japanese government responded by expanding the evacuation zone to 30 kilometers, which it used to be 20, and committed to evacuating the contaminated towns close to the 40-kilometer limit within a month. But the Japanese government didn't order evacuations from Fukushima City. Greenpeace has come to this point. Now, what they're saying is that the next steps that the Japanese government should take is they should focus on long-term contamination in other populated areas and protect the more than 1 million people living in Greater Fukushima City and another city called Koriyama, and declaring official protective status for the Greater Fukushima area with food and soil testing. So, you know, they're calling on the government to do what they're supposed to do. So, you know, right now in that area, radiation, you know, if we talk about the measurement of radiation, which is millisieverts, the people are, you know, at the threshold in terms of the amount of radiation that they're receiving in those areas. That was the threshold for evacuation at Chernobyl following the 1986 disaster. So, you know, Greenpeace does keep at it and, doing radiation measurements in the area and advising the Japanese government. But the response has been what Greenpeace says is tragically, woefully slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Greenpeace International is doing their efforts. Like I said, these stories are picked up internationally, but they're not transferred back to Canada.
Right. Well, so this is a major international catastrophe. Basically, it's intense situation in Japan and with an evacuation zone that's expanding and growing. But how worldwide is this situation? Because I know that I've been hearing, that there had been radiation levels, detected Europe and in North America. And how widespread is this?
It's pretty widespread. It's been spreading around, the world. So we've had reports recently in Ontario that that there's been radiation detected from Japan right here in this province.
And that's from the air, or?
That's from the air, and they're doing measurements around, I think, the Bruce Nuclear Plant, which picked it up. They're also doing measurements out in BC, radiation measurements, and they had picked up that radiation had reached the shores of BC about 4 days ago. And they've also picked up increased radiation levels in New Brunswick, where they're also doing regular testing because they have a nuclear plant there as well. And all of these areas have attributed the increase in radiation to the Fukushima disaster. So this is ongoing. And so, like, we're back here in Ontario now, and we're faced with these radiation levels. And, at the same time that this is happening, the same time that this ongoing disaster is happening in Japan, it's a situation that hasn't been controlled yet. And that's what the Japanese authorities that are actually supposed to be taking care of these plants are admitting. At the same time this is happening here in Ontario, we've had Darlington nuclear hearings to try to build. The government wants to build two more nuclear reactors at Darlington, which is just outside the GTA. It's about 60 kilometers from downtown Toronto. So they, Greenpeace, what they did was say, look, Fukushima is still happening. You don't have the information yet to be able to, have the proper studies to do an environmental assessment about reactors and the dangers that can, the risks of these accidents happening in any nuclear reactor. So postpone these hearings until you can get this information from Fukushima. Postpone these hearings in Darlington until you know what kind of nuclear reactor you're going to use, because they haven't announced which kind of nuclear reactor technology they're going to use. So Greenpeace has, sent in applications, letters, and then did a press conference asking the panel to stop the hearings, to postpone them until you can get the right information. It was Greenpeace and a few other environmental organizations that made that the request. The request was ignored at the panel. So, the government of Ontario wants to go full steam ahead with building more nuclear reactors around Toronto. Right now we already have about 20 nuclear reactors really around Toronto.
Right.
Have them in Darlington and Pickering and the Bruce. Darlington and Pickering are on the edge of Lake Ontario, and Bruce is on the edge of Lake Huron. So they're not far away from the GTA at all. And I don't think, we've stopped to ask questions, but, Greenpeace has, and what they did was take an action, and because after all the time that they've spent trying to, make the commissioners of this panel understand that you don't have the proper information yet, they continue with the hearing. So Greenpeace took an action, and they tried to stop those hearings for a few hours to get some public attention on this issue. I'm not so sure how many Torontonians knew that the government was going to go full steam ahead with these reactors.
With this expansion, right.
Yeah, with the expansion.
And talk about full steam ahead in Ontario, in the Great Lakes region. And what have you heard any updates on this nuclear shipment that we heard the Andrea Horwath of the NDP was talking about in that clip we just played? With sending these nuclear waste steam generators across the ocean, Has there been any updates since, you know, with all this that's been happening in Japan and all this talk about nuclear issues?
No, there haven't been very many updates to it. Like I said, most of the issues around what's happening in Fukushima and nuclear have taken a backseat in the Canadian media. It's only been coming up again now because of radiation being detected in Ontario. And that only happened because we had, you know, a reporter from CTV who broke that news, and then the other media picked it up. So that kind of news is, you know, it's kind of being left behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it might be picking up because of the concern for radiation, right, in Ontario.
Right.
But just to go back to this, you know, nuclear, the building of nuclear reactors is going to cost, these two that they're proposing in Darlington, it's going to cost $26 billion.
Whoa.
$26 billion. And they're also, you know, they're proposing to rebuild the nuclear reactor in Quebec, and that's going to cost $2 billion.
Right, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, because that was a headline I saw this morning, something going on with Greenpeace in Quebec. Greenpeace closes Hydro-Quebec's doors for a call for a shutdown of Gentilly 2. Do you know what that was all about?
Yeah, Greenpeace, they went to the Hydro-Quebec doors, they locked the doors, and they said, you know, this is what should happen to the nuclear plant Gentilly 2, which is located just across the river from Trois-Rivières, which is between Montreal and Quebec. It said, you know, what's that? The plant should be locked down. It should be shut down. Quebec doesn't need nuclear, you know, and that's what should happen to it, because Quebecers are not for these types of nuclear risks that they're facing right now, and that the Quebec government, just like the Ontario government, is moving full steam ahead with. So, again, you know, it's not like this issue has just happened today. Greenpeace has been petitioning both governments to, you know, really take stock of what's been happening in Fukushima and to postpone these hearings. And they've been ignored time and time again, which is, you know, pretty common for authorities to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what's uncommon is that while countries around the world, like Germany, Italy, China, who were proposing to build, or even Venezuela, that were proposing to build nuclear plants have stopped to assess the situation in Japan. One of the only governments, one of the few governments that have decided to steamroll ahead have been the Ontario and Quebec governments.
Whoa.
So, you know, Greenpeace has been at this issue now for years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few organizations, environmental organizations, that have been on this issue when it became unpopular.
Right, and I got to give you guys a lot of respect for getting the word out, Greenpeace getting the word out on these nuclear situations. But if there's people out there listening wondering what they can do, is there anything Greenpeace is recommending for people?
We're recommending, right now we have sign-on. Like I said, we're petitioning these governments, the Ontario and the Quebec governments, to hold back, to postpone these hearings, to stop building these nuclear plants. So what we're asking people to do is to go to our website, greenpeace.ca, green, so green, and then peace, peace.ca, and there you can go and sign a letter to the McGuinty government and to the Charest government in Quebec to put a halt to these plans for more nuclear reactors when we don't need any more. We already have 22 in Canada. You know, it's not like we have none. We have too many. We don't need any more. What we need is green solutions. You know, we're talking a mixture of renewable energy sources, you know, wind, solar, geothermal. We need to be talking and discussing those alternatives instead of spending multi-billions of dollars on these nuclear reactors that Fukushima and Chernobyl, I mean, at the end of this month, on April 26th is the anniversary of Chernobyl.
Whoa.
So, you know, we are now, you know, 25 years later,
mm-hmm.
after Chernobyl, with another nuclear catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And these governments, the McGuinty government in Ontario and the Charest government in Quebec, are blinded to this situation. And it is phenomenal. Because, like I said, national governments around the world have postponed their plans.
Right.
They have stopped their plans because they need to look at what's happened in Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is happening around the world.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a real tragedy what's happening right now, and it's ongoing, and it is of concern. So the next question's here, the next question for Ontario, because we're now we're detecting our own radiation levels, is, you know, how will the authorities here, how will they be forthcoming with the public when it comes to proper radiation monitoring? Will they be forthcoming, or have they been forthcoming, about the effects of nuclear reactors that surround Toronto? You know, and if a disaster, you know, were to happen, would they be prepared, and would they be forthcoming with information? Because what we're seeing from Japan, when it comes to the authority taking care of, it's the Tokyo Electric Power Company and the Japanese government, is that they have not been forthcoming with information, and they have been tragically slow. We're talking at a time when they should have evacuated. They waited weeks while people were living.
Yeah, this is like a month later. Yeah, level seven a month later. This is...
And so the question comes here, where we have very pro-government, pro-nuclear power governments. And these provincial governments are in charge of taking care of our safety when it comes to radiation. You know, they are the authorities of safety for the population.
Right.
If they are so pro-nuclear, how can they guarantee that they will provide us, the public, with the proper information we need to know that we're safe? Because if we've learned lessons from Chernobyl and from Japan and from Fukushima, is that authorities, when the accident actually happens, they are not forthcoming.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's why I want to thank you, Ram, for the work that you're doing and for asking the questions that need to be asked. And thanks again for sharing some knowledge on this situation on the Word of Mouth tonight.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, Word, that was Robin Nieto from Greenpeace Canada, greenpeace.ca. Check out Greenpeace for the work that they've been doing.